Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first edition of the From Parts Unknown / Excelsior Q&A. My name is George Saroy, and we are only a few days away from the release of part one of the five-part serial From Parts Unknown. I hope you guys enjoy it. I had a lot of fun writing it, and I am actually still working on it right now, so I hope that you guys are will enjoy the journey that I'm going to be taking you on there. So in the meantime, we're going to get to some questions that have already been sent in. Remember, you can send your questions anywhere you like. If you'd like to send them by email, my email address is ghwriter, W-R-I-T-E-R, 1976 at gmail.com. You can send them over to my Facebook page. You can send them to the Twitter account, which is simply at George Saroy, S-I-R-O-I-S. You can post them on georgesaroy.com, anywhere you like. And once you post them, you will be getting a coupon code for the Smashwords download for part one of From Parts Unknown. So you send in a question, and you get yourself a free ebook. How fun is that? So we're going to get to the questions right now. The first one looks like all three of these questions are Excelsior related, so we'll have some fun there. The first one is from Josh Sutter, who asks, what were your inspirations for creating the world of DNAP4? DNAP4 was created back in 1992, around the same time that the character Excelsior was created. I have been trying to figure out a proper name for the home planet and for its inhabitants. And while I was working on it, I just happened to recall the planet DNAP4 from Star Trek The Next Generation, the first episode, actually, Encounter at Farpoint. And I wish that I can say that this was that I was able to twist and turn the whole planet and everything into something of my liking, but basically I just changed up the name just a little bit. The planet itself was all mine. What that was, I originally envisioned DNAP4 to be a place where its original inhabitants had basically wanted to rebel against those who had settled onto the planet. Originally, the Denarians were settlers from a distant planet that had never been named. But eventually, I just decided that it was going to be a little bit too confusing for readers. So I just basically just said that both the Denarians and their enemies, the Crunations, were all from the same planet. Then we get over to a question from Rudy Velez, who asks, are there going to be a lot of differences between versions in your overall descriptions of DNAP4 culture? Now, basically what he means is what changes are we going to see with DNAP4 in regards to the original book, Excelsior, which is currently out on ebook, and the sequel, Ever Upward, which will be written next year. It's a big planet. We only saw some of what that planet has in store in the first book. So all I can basically say is that we're going to see a lot more of it. We're going to see some areas that had never been covered, that hadn't been covered yet. I don't want to say never been covered since it's only been one book, but we are going to be able to explore the world a lot more, and we're also going to explore the fact that Matthew, the one who eventually becomes Excelsior, he is human. He is from Earth, and that is going to affect what's going on with the planet in the storyline. And our last question is from Catherine Russell, who asks, so is this the sequel to Excelsior regarding From Parts Unknown? The answer is no. It's a standalone story, but there is a little moment that does harken back to Excelsior. There is a mention of a car accident that happens in From Parts Unknown, in the backstory of From Parts Unknown, and that is also mentioned in Excelsior. So it is a standalone story, but at the same time, it does take place somewhat in the same universe. So I hope I answered all the questions to everyone's satisfaction. Remember, just send your questions in. You get a free ebook. How fun is that? And I will talk to you guys soon. Ever Upward.